This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. 9 out of 10 adults in the United States will be eligible for a coronavirus vaccine 3 weeks from now. President Joe Biden made that announcement on Monday during remarks that were dosed with a warning of a devastating resurgence of COVID-19 in the country. Mr. Biden said with the number of cases rising again, Americans are in what he called a life and death race. He talked about the spread of new variants of the virus and condemned what he called reckless behavior portrayed on television in recent weeks, such as college students gathering in Miami Beach for their traditional spring break party week. Mr. Biden warned that that type of behavior means more new cases are to come in the weeks ahead. At the White House, Biden, with Vice President Kamala Harris standing in the background, reiterated his call to governors, mayors, and other local leaders not to relax restrictions on the mandatory wearing of masks. Earlier in the day, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Rochelle Walensky, expressed a feeling of impending doom regarding the virus. She compared the United States to Europe, where another wave of coronavirus infections is now sweeping the continent. Walensky said the latest virus figures from around the United States show the daily average for infections rising by 10% over the past week to nearly 70,000 per day. Hospitalizations were up by more than 4% and deaths by almost 3%. Republicans are criticizing President Biden for being too slow to reopen the economy and what they deem an overly cautious approach. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy said on Twitter, quote, "What America needs now is to fully reopen our economy and our classrooms." You can follow that story on our website, voanews.com. You can follow all the stories we're covering there. This is VOA News. The massive container ship that had been blocking the Suez Canal has been freed and is making its way down the waterway. Officials with the Suez Canal Authority made that announcement on Monday. The ship became jammed diagonally across a section of the canal March 23rd, and since then, shipping traffic has been halted. Late Sunday, more than 360 ships were waiting to pass through once the ship known as the Ever Given was dislodged. The Suez Canal is the shortest shipping route between Europe and Asia. It connects the Red Sea to the Mediterranean Sea. A prosecutor and defense attorney offered sharply different views on Monday on how George Floyd, a black man, died in police custody last year in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in an incident that has triggered protests around the world against police abuse of minorities. The prosecutor, Jerry Blackwell, accused former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who's white, of using excessive and unreasonable force when he pinned his knee on Floyd's neck for about 9 minutes as Floyd pleaded that he could not breathe. A shopkeeper had accused Floyd of trying to use a counterfeit $20 bill to buy cigarettes. Blackwell told the 12-member jury in opening remarks in the trial that the veteran police officer, in his words, betrayed his badge in the incident. But defense attorney Eric Nelson countered that opening argument, saying Derek Chauvin did exactly what he had been trained to do in his 19-year career in restraining Floyd after Floyd resisted arrest. Nelson contended that Floyd died from underlying health issues, including high blood pressure and drug use. The 45-year-old Chauvin has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter charges. If he's convicted, he could face years in prison. A group of UN human rights experts says it is deeply concerned about alleged human rights abuses by China and the treatment of its Muslim Uyghur minority. The Working Group on Business and Human Rights says it has received information that connects over 150 domestic Chinese and foreign domiciled companies to serious allegations of human rights abuses against Uyghurs. The group alleges that many Chinese companies, as well as private firms outside China, are accused of using slave labor or incorporating products made with slave labor into their supply chains. China is accused of rights violations, including arbitrary detention, forced sterilization, and use of slave labor using Uyghurs. China denies the allegations and says its policies in Xinjiang, where Uyghurs are concentrated, aim to combat Islamic extremism. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton.